Yeah, Mishnah is Masech Tesaita Perches, all the Mishnah Dalit. Mishnah Dalit. The Elu, these are the people, Shein Zozim and Kerm, they don't have to move from the place, meaning Shasmuch, they don't have to go to Mecham at all. They have a Ptur not to go to have Mecham. And also, they don't have to do any work either. And that's Bona Bayis Vachanochai. Somebody built a new house, and he moved in already. Because he didn't live there for a year yet, so that year he has the right to take off. He does not go to Mecham at all. Whereas not to Kerem Mechilloi, somebody planted a vineyard, and it's the fourth year. He started to be Poydirit, but the year is not over, so he has the right to stay home and enjoy it that year. He made Kedushin, and now he made Nisuyin. So once he makes Nisuyin, that's the law. He's supposed to stay home for a full year. Or else Hakoyne says Yevimtoi, his brother died, and now he made Yibum, he was Miyabim, his brother's wife. It's like Nisuyin. So he has a right to stay on the full year. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Noki Yi Elevesa Shona Echos. 1 year he has a right to stay home to be free. He doesn't have to go to Mecham and do any work at all. So we dash, when the Pasuk says, Levesa Vidashin Zeh Besoi. That means his house. Again, if he moved into his house, he has a right to stay there for a full year. Then the Pasuk says, Yia Zeh Karmoi. Started to enjoy his Kerem. He has a right to stay home that year. Then Vesima Ches Ishtoi, Zu Ishtoi, that goes on his wife. If he made Nisuyin, has a right to stay home that year. And says, Asher Lokach, that comes to include Lahavi Yes Yevimtoi, even his brother's wife. When his brother died in Mitzvahs Yibum, after he made Yibum, he has a right to stay home with her full year. Einon Maspik in Maimimos, they don't have to do any work. They don't have to go fetch, feed water and food to the people that are fighting. V'yein Masakim Sadrachim, they don't have to work and clean, fix up the route, the roads. The other people we had before, when they go home, they don't have to fight, but they have to at least do this type of work. These people, the Pasuk says, Noki has a right to be free completely this full year. Mishnah. Then the Pasuk says, V'yosfu ha-shoytim l'davar alom. In other words, after we had Mishnayisim before, that the Kohen Meshuach Mechama, he said things to the Am, and he said it had an interpreter saying it over him. Now we're saying things, not that the Kohen said over him, but the Shoytrim themselves said it over and was interpreted by the Shoytah, by the policeman themselves. So Pasuk says, V'yosfu ha-shoytrim davar alom. And now the Shoytrim came to speak to the Yom. The Yom, when they said like this, Mi yo'ish ha-yorei barach alevav. Who is the man that's afraid and has a weak heart? Yelech v'yosha l'vais, he has a right to go back home. So Reb Kiva, Mekiva says, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Ha-yorei, something that is afraid. Barach alevav, he has a weak heart. Kemashmo, it means Kipshutai. Sheni Yochulam of the Kishri Amacham, he's afraid to go to fight. He's afraid to see people killed. But Leroy Scheris Lufi is afraid to see a sword. That's the Pshat. Whoever's afraid has the right to go home. Rabbi Yaisi says, when the Pasuk says, Hayori is somebody that's afraid, Barach Haleva, if it was a weak heart, Zeh Misyorim and Avera Shabiyodim. Not that he's afraid of the Machamam, but he's afraid that he may be killed because he has Averis. He did Averis. He's afraid to go to war. The Fikov, therefore, told Soleil Ateris Kalelum. Therefore, the Torah said these things, that a person that built a new house, or built a Kerem, or made Kedushin, has a right to go home, in order not to embarrass this person that wants to go home because he has Averis. The Fikov, therefore, told Soleil Ateris Kalelum, Sheyachsa Biglolum. It means to say that if the person's afraid of an Averis, he shouldn't be embarrassed to go home, because people say he's not going home because he has Averis, but people say he's going home because maybe he built a new house, maybe he has a Kerem. Rabbi Yosi says, Almona l'koin godl, the Kedushim was b'Averom, or else Gerusha v'chalutz l'koin hedget. The Kohen is not allowed to marry Gerusha v'chalutzam. Rose Mamzerosin sin li Yisrael, Rose Basi Yisrael l'mamzel nosin, Hareyu, that's Ksuda, what the Pasuk means, Hayori v'rach levav. I mean, somebody that did an Avera, that's married through an Avera, he should go back home, he should not go to the Mechama. Then the Pasuk says, Mishnah Vov, for Hoya Kechalos HaShoytim L'Dabar Alom. When the Shoytim, the policeman, finished speaking to the Yom, Ufakto, they appointed Sorei Tzavois Rosh Yom. They appointed like generals, captains, for the Rosh Yom. And then the Pasuk says, Vakeva Shalom, and in the back of the Yom, is that people in charge in the front? And that people in charge in the back. That means Akifim Lefneim V'Yachareim Yachareim. As they put strong people in front of the Yam, and they put strong people to stand up in the back of the Yam, as they made sure that nobody ran away from the mechama. Uchshilim shel barzel b'yadayim, and they had like hatchets made out of metal in the hands, in order to watch to make sure no army men ran away. V'chol ha'mavakish lachzer, whoever wanted to go away from the mechama, or shus b'yada, these people had permission lekapeh cheshukov, like to bang, to hit their thighs. Why shetchilas nisan afilo, like the beginning of losing a war, is running away. If they run away, that means they're going to lose, so it's not good to let anybody run away from the mechama. Shneim and the pasuk says in Shmuel, nos Yisrael lefnei plishtim, that the Klai Yisrael started to run away from the plishtim, and it says v'gam magefudel hoisabam, that they were knocked out then. There's a big magef, they lost the mechama because of this. Well, how in the way, another pasuk it says in Shmuel, v'yanusu anshei Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael ran away lefnei plishtim, in front of the plishtim, and it says v'yiplu chalom, they fell down dead. Because that's the way to lose a war, to run away. See, by the mechama is that people, they set up people in front, the people in back, to make sure nobody runs away from the mechama. Mishnah Zayin, when was all these things said? Mechamas when having a mechama stam to widen the gvul of Eretz Yisrael, or to take away from the goyim, that's when you have these halachis, that people have right to have a patur not to go to fight. However, mechamas mitzvah, much about the mitzvah of goyim koivish Eretz Yisrael when Ben Yeshua, when the world was mechama to go against Amalek, then hakol yoytzim, everybody has to go out to fight. Even a chosin from his room. There's no pturim. Omri Rabbi Yehudi says, when was this says, the mechamas mitzvah. That's when people have a right to go home. Abu b'mechamas chayvam, but a chayv, he calls it, then I call yetzim, for chosin mechad, and v'kala mechaposai. So the Gemara, it's a machlekes, what exactly is the machlekes over here? Yechanin says that the Rabbanin, first sheet, that calls it a reshus, that's called the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. And not that the Rabbanan say mechamas mitzvah, that's like a chayv according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's real, the machlekes is only if they have a mechama when Yidin fight against the goyim, that the goyim shouldn't come to fight against them. If Yehuda considered that a mechamas mitzvah, and the mechama considered that a mechamas rishus. Yeah, Perek Chi Mishnah. Egla Rufa Biloshin HaKodesh. In the parish, when you find the mace outside the city, we measure, we find out to which city it's closer. So as the king of the city have to come out and they have to say a parsha. So the parsha, they say, they have to, the Badafka say in Lashon HaKodesh. She knows the Pesukim that they say, Yodeinu L'shovchas Adam HaZeh, Reals Kapali Amcha Yisrael. So Gemara Darshan, this has to Badafka be said in Lashon HaKodesh. But it says in the parsha, Egla Rufa V'yonu V'yomru, and it says by the brachas in the close also, V'yonu Alevi V'yomru, is Vloshin HaKodesh. Now the Mishnah explains weiter, the Halacha now, the Seder of the Egel HaRufa. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Ki Yemotzei Cholo Badom, if you find a dead body outside in the floor, outside the city, the Pasuk says, V'yotze Zekeinecha V'Shevtecha, the Zekeinim and the Shevtim have to go out. So what does the Pasuk mean, Zekeinecha V'Shevtecha? So the Mishnah says it means, Shloisha Mibezen HaGodesh of Yerushalayim, Hayu Yotzim. Now it's three from the Bezen HaGodl of Yerushalayim have to go out to the Mokum where the dead body is to measure it. And that's the Pasuk says, V'shoiftecho means the Miyuchodim, the special Shoiftim from the Bezen HaGodl. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chamisha, you have to have five of the Shoiftim from the Bezen HaGodl come out. Shneim says, Zekeinecho, which means Shnaim, at least two. V'shoiftecho, Shoiftim judges also means Shnaim too. So that's four, and the klal is v'yein bezdin shok, you can't have an even number of dayonim, so therefore myself and the lay and my dechad, you have to add one more, that's how you have five, that's how you sheet them, you have to have five dayonim from the Bezen HaGodl come out to measure the halal where he is, to which city is the closest. Mishnah Beis, nimtza tomen bagal, let's say we find a dead body covered up in a bunch of, covered up with stones. Or else, oitol abilim, we find the mace hanging on a tree. Or else, oitzof apnei amayim, he's floating on top of the water. In such a case, lehoya orphan, there's no parsha of egla rufa. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, bo adoma. It says, ki motze chalal ba adoma. Mach, you have to find them on the ground, and not if he's covered up. V'loy tam and began, not if it's covered up with a pile of stones. Then the pasuk says, Neifel, and he fell, mashma v'loy tol libido, not that he's hanging on a tree. And then it says, Nofal apne, it says, basodem vidarshin, v'loy tzof apne mayim, not if he's floating on the water. Then there's no pasha egla rufa. So the Mishnah, what's going to be Nimtza somach lesvor? You find the mace on the frontier, like right outside the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. And on the side of it, the other side, like lives Goyim. So it's Kemat Vadaim that the Goyim killed him. Or else earlier you found the mace near a city, Sheruba Nochrim, most of them are Goyim. Or else, so in these cases also there's no Negla Rufa. Because as Kemat Yigobos arrived, the Mestam of the murderer was a Goy, and therefore there's no Negla Rufa. Or else, what's going to be, you find the mace nearest city, Eilir, Shein, Bo, Bezdin, that there's no Bezdin in that city. So also, Lahoya Orphan, there's no mitzvah of Egla Rufa. Nemura says, what it means to say is not that in his last case, not there's no Egla Rufa, means we don't count to that city. From that city, since there's no Bezdin there, so we don't bring an Egla Rufa. But rather, we measure to the next city that's closest, that does have a Bezdin. And then, that Bezdin there, they have to bring the Egla Rufa. What's going to be, the Mishnah says, Nimtza Mechuvin Ben Shtei Arois. You find the mace right smack in between two cities. So then the Lachar is Shtei Mevia Shtei Agolos. Like both cities have to bring, the Bezna, both cities has to bring an Egla Rufa. So it comes out that two Egla Rufas are brought. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Then the Mishnah Zvaita V'en Yerushalayim Mevia Egla Rufa. If the city closest to the mace is Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, there's no din egla rufa, because the pasuk says kimotzechlal ba'adomar shemashom akech noisim mechol rishto. It has to be a city that is bechlal Yerusha. Mashenkin Yerushalayim was not nechlekul shvatim, and therefore there's no din egla rufa. So again, we don't count from that city, but rather we have to count to another city that has a bezdin and that has Yerusha, and then they'll bring a egla rufa. Mishnah Gimel. Nimtza roisha b'makom ech. Let's say we found the mace's head in one place. The gufa in his body b'makom ech, another place. So where do we start counting from? So Mishnah says, malichan roisha etzla guf divrei Ableza. We bring the head to the body, and we start counting from there, which city is closest. Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says, no, ha guf etzla rosh, dikar is the head, and we bring the body to the head, and from there we start counting which city is the closest. The Kiva Samara says, Rav Kiva holds that the head fell down first, and then the body fell down. So the Ika Makam Tchil is where the head is. And therefore, you're supposed to bring the body to the head and bury him there, and then we also measure. It's like Mishnah Dalet. Meyein Hoye Moedadim. Means from which part of the body did they start to count to see which city is closest, start to measure. We have Lezra Mimitiburi, start from the belly button, the bill of the body, that's where you start counting which city is closest. Rabbi Kiva Raima Mechot May from his nose. That's where the chias of a person comes from his nose. Nishmas Ruachayim Va'apoy, that's where you start counting. Rabbi Eleza Ben Yaakov Raima Mimokim Shinasacholo, where usually a person is killed from, and that means Mitzavoroi, from his neck. But the Pasuk says, Los in Chesk, Los Asarzcha, El Tzavoroi Chololoi. So that's the Mokim from his neck, that's where you start counting. And the loch is like Rabbi Akiva, that we start counting mechotme from his nose. That's what the chiyah says, we start counting from the nose. Now Mishnah Hey, Nifteru Zikne Yerushalayim V'hol Kolhem. Like either the three or the five Dayanah from the Bezna Godol of Yerushalayim, after they measured which city is closest to the mace, they left, they finished. And now Zikne Oyseir, the city that's closest to the mace, the Zakenim of that city come out now. And they are the ones that Mevi'im bring the Eglas Bokor. Like the Pasuk says in the Vorim, Eglas Bokor, this calf of the herd, Ashalu'ubad Bo, that wasn't worked with yet, Ashalu Moshcha Boil, they didn't have a yoke on it yet. And the Mishnah says now, V'yeimamun Poisaboy, even though there's a mum on this Agola, this egg of this calf, still does not passel. On the Paraduma does passel, but Negla Rufa not. The Egla Rufa, this Egel, has to be 2 years or less. It can't be more than 2 years old. It's not called an Egel anymore. So you have to bring it that was not, did not do any work at all yet. And Umarid Noisoy, the Zikne Bezdin, bring it down, Lenachal Eson, to this place called Nachal Eson. Now, what is the word Eson Kimashmo? Eson means koshetod. In other words, this Nachal, this lake valley, is a place that the ground is very kosher, and it was not, they did not work on it yet. And then it says, Afal Pi Shein Eson, even though it's not, and Eson Kimashmo, now kosher, as long as the ground is kosher, Afal Pi Shein Osen Kosher, even though it's not in this place, Eson, any valley that the ground is hard, like stone, it's kosher to bring the egg l'rufa there. For orphan oisoi b'koifetz machareho, and they chop off the head with a hatchet from the back. O makoimai osam lizroya, that place where they killed the egg l'rufa, it's also to plant in that place. I'm not going to do any work there. But a muta lisrik shom, you're allowed to do work, not avoid a sakak, you're allowed to comb out pishtin flax, something to clean out stones. It means you can't work on that ground. And that's the move-in. That here somebody killed somebody and then did not let him finish his life. He didn't let him finish off work in his life. So therefore, we take this eagle now and kill it. The young eagle, we kill it also. You stop him from letting it do it the rest of its life and do it in a hard mockim, in a mockim where nothing grows, as if to say you didn't let this person grow. Mishnevov. Zikni Oisir. Means the Bezdin, or the older people, means the Bezdin of that city where they found the dead person closest to, is Roichtsin Es Yedein B'mayim. They would wash their hands in water, B'mokim Arifosa Shel Eglo, in the place where they killed this Eglo. That's where they brought this Eglo Arufam, V'yomrim, and the Zikain of the Bezdin would say, Yodeinu Loi Shofchu Es Adom Azeh, V'yeneinu Loi Ro. Our hands, we did not kill this person, and our eyes, we did not see it happen. This is a pasuk in the Devarim. So this the Mishnah asks, V'chi adateinu also, did it enter our mind, shezikne bezdin shorvchei domenein, that the bezdin here, the older people in the bezdin, they are the ones that killed him. What do they have to say? What does the pasuk mean? Eller, rather, the pasuk means like this. What the Zkenim have to say is, shelei bolia deinu upetarnuhu b'lei mozen, that this person did not come to us when he was in our town, and we did not let him leave without giving him food. Or else, we did not see him, and let him go without anybody escorting him. In other words, that we were not the cause for him to die. In other words, if he left out hungry, or nobody was malavim, escorted him, he'll go with a bad feeling. The person has a bad feeling, has a bad mazel, then it's easy for him to get hurt. By shaking, if we would have fed him well, and it would have been malavim, we would have given him chizuk, and then it maybe wouldn't have happened. So that's what the Zkenim have to say. We had no cause at all in his death. Then the Kanim say the Pasuk of Kaper Liamcho Yisrael Shepodiso Hashem. Hashem, please forgive Klal Yisrael. V'atitein damnoki bekerav amcho Yisrael. So the question is that the Kanim didn't have to say adam, that the dam should be attained, should be forgiven. Ella rather, the pshat from this pasuk is not really the kind of saying it. Ella rather, Ruach HaKodesh Mifas Rosens, like Kodesh Baruch, the Ruach HaKodesh is telling us that Eimusai Shetasa Kochum, whenever Klai Yisrael does this mitzvah of Egla Rufam, is Hadom Mischapalhem. The Dam would be a kapara for us. Through doing this mitzvah of Egla Rufam, the Dam that was spilled would be a kapara for Klai Yisrael. Mishnah Zayin. Nimtza Horeg Ad Shalei Nerfu Agola. Let's say they found the murderer before they killed this eagle. The locher is, you don't do it anymore. You don't do the egla roof. You don't kill the eagle. Then Tetzai let the eagle go out and pasture in the fields, meaning to say it has no kedush at all. Visiro Beida, let it be part of the rest of the group. It's not also. Mashenki Mishiner for Eglo. Let's say after they chopped off the head, then they found the murderer. Slamaisa, as soon as they make that rofa, it becomes also bano, and therefore tikobe b'mkoyim, you have to bury it now, this egel, in its place, because it's ready also bano. And the reason is why, shall sofik bos mitchilos, even though at the beginning we first brought it, like it was only brought on a sofik, on a delt. So we don't know whether we're going to find the murderer or not, and still there's a mitzvah to bring it. So when you brought it, it has a shame, egla rufa, becomes also bano. Kipros sveikom v'olcholo. Meaning that the egel arufah made a kapara min asafik, therefore v'olcholom, it did what it's supposed to do, and therefore the egel still remains also banor, because Mishas we killed it, we didn't have the murder yet, so it did its job and made a kapara min asafik. Ner for ha'agola, let's say they made the egg larufam, v'yachakach nimtza horeg, and then we find the murderer, is a reza yehoreg. You have to know that we still killed the murderer. Don't think that since the Bezdin brought the egg larufam, they said before, maybe the dam is mechaper. No, it's only mechaper on a suffix. But now that we find the murderer of Avadi, he still gets his misa. Yer Mishneches. Eidechad oimor reisi es ahurig. 1:8 says that he saw the way this Reuven killed the person. He saw the murderer. V'yeidechad oimor, another one says, lo reisi, no, that you did not see it. He's machish the first aid. So loch reis is considered like we have eidechad bachoshes like klum. So we still bring the egg larufa. What's going to be Isha Meris Risi? One lady says, I saw the murderer. The Isha Meris, another lady says, Lo Risa, no, you did not see it. Hoyorpin, the Loch Riz, still brought the Egle Rufa. Edechad Bachosha, one against one is Leklum. What's going to be Edechad Emerisi, or Shnei Memrim Lo Risa? Two items said, you didn't see it. Avad, the same thing, Hoyorpin, they still brought the Egle Rufa. The Chiddush is, what's going to be Shnei Memriminu? Two items said, we saw the murderer. V'yechreim, only one Eidechot says, he's makashed him and says, no, he says, lo risim, you did not see them, you did not see the murderer. The locher is, lo orphan, we believe the two Eidim, one Eid is not nemek and neged two Eidim, and therefore we would not bring the egg larufa. We like, have Eidis, we know who the murderer is, there's no din egg larufa. Mishneh Tes, mi sherabu harachtsonim, when the time came when there were a lot of murderers around, and may they know who the murderer was, but they know who the murderer, who was the muad to kill. So then, both legle rufa did not bring an egle rufa anymore, because we never on mistom. It's not called a suffix, not called like leneder. We don't know miyko, because we say that murderer is the one that killed him. Mi shabua lozem ben dinai. He was a rotsev. He was a roitzech mefursim. Everybody knew he was a murderer. So when he came, lozem ben dinai, oschina ben prisha hoyo nikra. They used to call him Schina ben Prisha. That was a nickname they used to call him. He used to change his name that people should not know who he is. And afterwards they found out he's a big murderer. They called him, you're the son of a murderer, you're a murderer. And the same thing, Misharabu Hamanofim. When it came out that people in the Beis, the Shasheni, they did a lot of Znus. People were Mizana with other Eshesish. Is Posko Hamayim Amorim. They didn't have a Pasha of Saita, they didn't bring the Mayamorim. Because it's not called Nika, the husband is not Nika, Mavon Azeh, the husband also did Znus. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of Sikni is the one that stopped the Me'amorim. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Lord Efkoid al b'nai seichem ki siznenom, v'yakol eisechem ki senofu, ki heim. It's a Pasuk in Hosea, means that the Mayim is not Boidik, the Soito, if the husband himself was not Nuka from the Avera. The Pasuk, I won't check out the Bnei Seichem because the husbands were also over the Avera. Mishemes Yosi ben Yoez is Sredom, when he was Mace, and Uadin Vyosi ben Yerch Nishuf Ishu Shofam Yushalayim, bought Lo Hashkerlis. It stopped already people that have the name Ashkerlis. Ashkerlis means call the boy, they have everything. Midas Toivois, Yerushimayim, Vitamichomim, these were the last ones. Shneim the Pasuk says in Michom, Ein Eshkol Lecho Bikura. If so, Navshi, there's no more grapes around. That means to say there's no more Chosid v'yosher. Whose bottle this mid of the Ashkelos is Shakel boy. Yeah, Mishneh Yud. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he was a Kohen Gadol after Shimon HaTzadik, is heavier hoidois ha-maisa. He was mevatel the Amira Vidu Maisa. Loch Riz, when you brought Maisa, third year, when you mevari the Maisa, so used to say Psukim. He used to say, I did all I was supposed to, begam nasati l'levi. See, it was mevato not to say this. Because in his times, Esther Ezra, when they went up by the Bais HaSheni, since the Levium did not go up, so Ezra was mevato not to give the Maiserishan to Levium, but instead to give it to the Kanim. And therefore, they can't say the Pasuk anymore of begam nasati l'levi. So therefore, they're mevato, they stopped saying this vidui Maiser. Vilipos says, like, Biarte Kodesh Menabayis, we got Nesat Levi. Say, since they couldn't say this anymore, they stopped it. Mishnah says, right, that Yerkan and God will also Afu Bitles Amoirim. He also stopped Levium since saying by the shear of the Korbin, he used to say the Posik Atilim of Ura lo matishin Hashem, like wake up, why is Hashem sleeping? So they used to sing this. That's called Hamarurim. And he was Novatlit, because he said, Adaram, Hashem doesn't sleep. The Pasuk says, Hine l'yorm l'isha and Shem Yisrael. And therefore that Pasuk of Ura lo matishin was only when Klai Yisrael was b'tzar and the goyim was b'shalva. Mashenkim zman beis migdish, the Klai Yisrael was b'sholim. You don't have to say this Pasuk. He's Novatlit, bitles Hamarurim. The yes hanoikvim also, that noikvim means hitting. People used to hit the eagle by a korbin before they made the shechita. They like scratch him, hit him between his horns in order to make it easy to make the shechita. They want like the blood to come out, the blood should go between his eyes and mix him up. It'll be easy to make the shechita. So that's what people used to do. So he stopped it because he said it looks like there's a mum bekotchim. So he stopped them from scratching the animals there, the blood should not drip. Right, the Mishnah says that Yomov up until his times how Yapatish Makim Bushlaim. Like on Chol HaMoed, people will still be banging like the blacksmiths if they're doing a malachis of Ovid. Something that if you don't do it, you'll have a loss from it. The Dover Ovid, you'll have to do on Chol HaMoed. But he stopped them. And he said, even though you're allowed to do it, but since it's making too much noise, it looks like a Nubdu Dechol, he stopped them from doing it on Chol HaMoed. Over Yomov at his times, you went into a store and you bought pears from it, like an Amoritz, you didn't have to ask whether the person took off Trumas Maisa or not. Because at his times, the only thing he had to take off was only Trumas Maisa, that's all. The Truma Gedola, we weren't Cheshit, they for sure took off. And Maisa Sheni could eat in Yerushalayim. So if it was only a shayl of Trumas Maisa, so just be mafra to Trumas Maisa, you don't have to ask any shaylas. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha bought Lo Sanhedrin. He's talking about the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. After it was bought, the Beis Nagod was in Yerushalayim. It's bought all Hashir Mibena Mishtois, who then was Nisak, and not allowed to sing anymore by a party of wine. Not by Beis Hachasno, the Yas in Yerushalayim, you can't have music. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Bashir Lo Yishtu Yoyin. It says like when you're singing, you shouldn't drink wine. The Mokum, you're drinking wine, you shouldn't have Shir. The Gemara Darshan that this goes on after the bittul of the Beis Nagod in Yerushalayim. Now Zeich L'Churban Abayis, you're not supposed to have music by with the Shiva by Yishtu Yayin. And some portion of said is only Stam music, Mashenka and Shiras v'Shiz Bochus, Memgen Chasli Hashem. That's Memgen Klai Yisrael that they still say these sins Beis Hachasnis Beis Hamishtois. That's Mutter. Mishnah Yud Beis. That's by the time of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon, that there were all the Nevi'im were meis, chutz michag eschari malachai. They were still at the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So it says, Mishemeis Nevi Rishonim. That means by the end of the Beis Hamikdash Rishon was bought the Urim V'Turim. They didn't have the Urim V'Turim anymore. There was only in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. They did not have it in the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Mishechor Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, his bottle has Shomer. They didn't have any more the Shomer. That's this a small ant like the size of a barley that was made from Sheshesh and made Bracious, and it could crack anything, no matter how a stone could crack. So when Shlomo Melech built the Beis Hamikdash, he took the Shomer. That's the way he cracked the stones, because you weren't allowed to use metal to break the stones. So they had this Shomer during the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. But when the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, they don't have any more the Shamir. The Mishnah says also, V'noifis tzufim, that's very sweet honey. That's dvash, that's meshubach, it looks good, it smells good, it tastes good. And this was bought after the Beis Hamikdash, didn't have this anymore. Uposko anshei amon, also didn't have any more Klai Yisrael, people that you could trust, or that was maimim b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. You don't have people that would mamashet emesa, emuna b'tochen b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shneimer the Pasuk says, until him, Hoshia Hashem ki gomar chosid. The end of the pasuk says ki pasu emunah b'nei yodim. Mashra comes a time when it stopped the emunah in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer mishum Rabbi Yeshua that miyoyim shechor beis hamikdash and yoyim shem by klola. After the beis hamikdash every day there's a klola, means we don't see brachas and below yoradatala bracha, the dude that comes down now doesn't give such good brachas like before to the peris. And v'nito tama peres, the peres don't taste so good anymore. Reb Yosi Yoimer, avnito l'shoymin ha-peres, means the fat of the peres also, meaning to say it doesn't satisfy us as much as it did before the Churban HaBayis. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer. That hatayro not lo esatam v'esareyach. Meaning, after the Beis Hamikdash, when Klal Yisrael stopped eating the peiros betayro, so therefore Hashem took away the tam of the peiros and the rechum. Means as man Klal Yisrael would noyig betayro and with the peiros, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also matar the peiros with a good smell and a good taste. But after they stopped being noyig tayro, is not lo esatam v'esareyach, the taste and the smell went away from the peiros. Ha-mais rois, when Klal Yisrael stopped taking mais rois, is not lo esher min adogin. It took away the fatness of the wheat, meaning it wasn't, doesn't satisfy anymore. Because they stopped giving trumas and maises the way they were supposed to. Vachomer and the Chomer say, Hazlus, v'yakshofim kilo esakel. Klal Yisrael was doing the aveira of znus, that causes to be hunger in the world. Same thing, shofim, witchcraft also. That's machish from Al Yishamalya, changes around from Al Yishamalya, that we don't have a bracha coming down. Okay, turn over. Let's start continuing on the other side. Yeah, Mishnah Yudalid. The pulmis shelas pasionis in the war. They had it with Pinus, the emperor of Rome, that fought against Yerushalayim. That was before the Churban Abayis Hasheni. Is Gozru the Chav Medik Zerom al Atras Chasanim. That a chosin cannot wear a special type of a crown, v'yoyim chuposin. They are guys not to do this, v'yisal zeichah for the churbin, they made this gzeirah. V'yala erus, also it's a kli zemr, type of a drum, that you cannot use this, n'vay beis mishtois, nor to mamayit in the simcha. V'pul mishaltitos in the war, by the mechom mishaltitos, when he conquered Yerushalayim and he was sorrow of the beis amigdosh, he was the shar tzavor, Chaltrinus. So when they had that Muhammad, is Gozo al Atras Kalis, the medic said even a Kala should not make itself look so nice, Vyam Khaposoi, not to wear special crowns. That was Mitsuim with them, Yeshozov, because Alzechla Churban, Vishala Yelamed, Odom Espino Yevonis, a person is not allowed to teach his son Yevonis. Can't teach his son Greek. Really, it means Chochmas Yevonis. As that was the svas that they spoke then, in order to stay away from the goyim to remember this inyan. The Gemara says the Gantzmaise, what they brought up the korban with the chazir and his dazer at Yisrael. So therefore, they made gzera not to learn chokhmas yivonis. By the bapul masachron, by the last melchama, right before was chor of the Beis Hamikdash. Some says also still with the war of Titus, but the end of his war is gozu chazal made gzera shloit teitze hakala ba piryon b'toich yir. That the Yom of the Chuppah, they cannot carry out a kala from father's house in a period, type of an oil, type of a tent, show talitzos made out of golden talisos, it was too much of a simcha, so they made gzera not to do this. However, Rabbi Seinu Atiru Shateitze Kala Bapiri Matoich Yir. However, the Chomim were Mekul, they said Mishum Tznias, it was Kedai that they should do this. Now, Mishnah Tezvov, Mishemes Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir was Niftam, Bot lo moishle misholem. Stop the people that gave misholem, gave parables. Why says Rav Meir used to give a lot of misholem when he was meis? It stopped. Mishmeis Benazai, when Benazai was meis, is bot lo ashak donim. Like a masmid shaykh, means he was always there in the Beis Hamikdash yom v'laila. Like Benazai used to say, meeser v'nafshi choshko v'atera. He was the masmid always learning. So when he was meis, was nifter, was stopped like this type of a. Of Asmoda. Mishemes ben Zoima botl hadashonim. Stop the dashonim. Zoim used to be a big darshanin. Used to darshim sukim. Mishemes Rabbi Yishur was mace. Poska toiv min olam. Stop good from the world. Some say because right after he was mace, that's when started the Mechemes Beitar. So toiv was stopped. Mishemes Rabbi Yishur ben Gamliel bo goiva v'rabu tzorois. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was mace, bo goiva means the grasshoppers came and they ate up the produce and a lot of tzoros came to Klal Yisrael. Mishemes Reb Loza ben Azariah posak ho'isha mechachomim. Stop that a Talmid Chacham should be so rich. Reb Loza ben Azariah was a big oisha, very rich. He was zeicher v'shtei shulchanos. He was niftov, it stopped such an inyan. Mishemes Reb Akiva botol kvod ha'Torah. When he was mace, it stopped inyan of kvod ha'Torah. Meaning to say, when he was here, Rabbi Akiva used to darshan, call kites, any kites in the Torah, till it's shalachis, Hidash in the Torah Gavaltin, that's called Kavodat Torah. That nothing in the Torah was Labatolom, everything was there for Drosha. That's called he gave Kavodat Torah. And when he was Mace, was Batal the Sinyin. Mishemes Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. When he was Nifta, Batlu Anshe Mace, it stopped Anshe Mace. Something is Anshe Moifis, people who do miracles like. But Chanina Tzadik was a Tzadik Godol, and he used to do a lot of Maisim, a lot of Nisim like. Mishemes Rabbi Yaisi. Katnusam, when the small Rabbi Yosef was Nifta, Poskul Chasidim, he was a real Chosid Godol, it stopped the Chasidim. Now, Baloma Nikri Shmoy Katnusa, why was he called Katnusa, small one? Shoy Katnusam Shoy Chasidim, he was the smallest one of the real Chasidim. He was less one of the Chasidim. When he was Mace, was Poskul Chasidim of being a Chosid. A Chosid is somebody who does something Lufnei Meshur Sadin. Mishem Mace Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai, Bottle ziv ha-chochma. The shining of chochma stopped. As he was a chochom, a chochmosoi, a chochma soilom, and Godel Bater, he was both. Some say means ziv ha-chochma, means the splendor, the beauty of learning. Mishemes Rabbi Gamliel azokain, bottle kvoid ha-Torah. We know we had before that was Rabbi Kiva, but it says again, when Rabbi Gamliel azokain was mace, it was called bottle kvoid ha-Torah. Meaning, until his times, people still used to learn Torah standing up. And when he was amazed, then they started to learn sitting down. So that's called Kavodat Torah, the way he learned it. He used to still learn it standing up. So that's considered Boto Kavodat Torah. The Mishnah says also, Amezo Tyro Precious. Stop the Indian of being Noyig Tyro and Precious. That was Reb Shimon, that was Reb Gamliel Hazokin. Then the Mishnah says, Mishimais Reb Yishmoel Ben Povi. When Yishmael ben Povi was Nifta, his botel ziv ha-kuna, stopped the glory of kuna. When he was Shemesh b'Kohen Gadol, he was a chochem and an osher. And a lot of chochomim used to eat, a lot of kahanim used to eat by stable. So when he was Nifta, it's called botel ziv ha-kuna. Mi Shemesh Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifta, botel ha-nova v'yiraschet, stopped. He was the minion of anova, being humble, and having this midah of yiraschet, to be afraid, pasha, to do a chet. Rabbi means Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, because Rabbi Yehuda Anosi was a big onof, and Noi Bidushi Yisera, so if it was Posko, the same. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yoyo says, that Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, is Boishu Chaveirim Ubenei Chorin, means people that are Chaveirim, Choshev people, Tamini Chochomim, Medakting in the Mitzvahs, and the Azorim Maestras, Neet the Parasim Betairo, they became embarrassed. Noadin of Bnei Chorin means Miuchrashi says it means Miuchosim Shabam, the special Choshev people. They became embarrassed and the Chofu Roisham. They had to like cover their head from the people that were Chutzpah. The Chutzpah people came greater, so therefore they had to lower the head, they'd have covered the head. And when the Nidaldalu Anche Maisa, and the people that did great deeds, the Nidaldalu became lower, became less and less, came weaker and weaker. The Govru Bal Yisroya Bal Eloshin, and men of violence Bal Yisroya, and men of Bal Loshin, the people spoke Loshin Ora, they became stronger. V'yein Dairish, and nobody told them what to do, nobody gave Droshas, V'yein Mavakish, and nobody started to seek, V'yein Shil, nobody asked any questions. Al Milonu Lishoin, in such a matziv, who do we have a right to rely on? Al Avinu Sheva Shemayim, we only have a right to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because nobody asked for advice anymore, it was getting worse and worse. And the Zohar Tzadikim might have to be saying, Mechan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbe Leza HaGadol says, that Niyoyim Shechor HaBeis Mifun HaBeis, the Beis Mifun HaBeis was Chorav, Shoroi Chachimaya LeMehevei Kisofraya. Like it started, the Chachimaya, the Tamil Chachom started to be like Kisofrim. It started to be like Malamdei Mikra, people that teach Chumash. And the Malamdim acted kichazono. They acted like the Gambai in Shul. Vichazono and the Gambai in Shul ki Amadarya. They acted like an Amoritz. The Amadarya and an Amoritz acted Oslov and the Daudlo. They became weaker and weaker. And also Vien Mavakish, nobody was going to look how to, the nobody was Mavakish Rachamim. And therefore, such a matzah about me, Yesh Lishon, who do we have a right to rely on? Alo Avinu Shebashman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the end part of the Mishnah, that be'ikvois Mishicha. It's at the end of the Golas we're holding now, before Mashiach comes. That's called Ikva, the Ikvite, the heel. The end of the Golas before Mashiach comes, Chutzpah Yiskei. There's going to be a lot of Chutzpah, where Yiskei means to be Tisgadol. There's going to be a lot of Chutzpah in the world. They're going to talk fresh, act fresh. The Yoiker Yamir. And the food doesn't go very up. Prices are going to be very expensive. Prices for the food are going to go up. Hagefen titemperio. The grapes will give off their fruits, but the yayin biyoika, the wine is going to be very, very expensive. As everybody's going to drink to become shikha. The amalchus tehofach leminus. And the malchus is going to turn to be leminus. They're going to be people that are koifa biyika. Is in such a case, we ain't toichocho, and there's going to be no toichocho, not going to listen to anybody. Baisvad yilis nus. And the base vav is supposed to have meetings of chachomim. It's going to turn out to be a base of znus. The agolol yecharav. The gol will be shown to be like desolate. The agavlon yisham. What's the name of a place? Also, some say means goylem baboshan. Will be like a desolate. The anshei hagvul yisevavu meir liir v'lo yichananu. Some say means not only anshei gvul, by the boundary, but anshei aglil. They can go around from city to city, and nobody's going to have rachmanis on them. The chokhma soifrim tisrach. Tisrach means that start to spoil. Because people won't be gervis, won't look at a tamachochem. The yirachet yimosu. And people that are yirachet, people will despise them. Yimosu be mias in their eyes. For emesti nederis. And the truth would be forgotten like. Noorim pene zikenim yalbinu. Young children will embarrass older people. Zikenim yanduf nektanim. Older people are going to have to stand up for the young people. Ben menavel of, a son will embarrass his father. Bas koma bima, a daughter will get up against her mother. Kala bechamoisoy, a daughter-in-law will start fighting with her mother-in-law. Oive yish anche besa, people are going to hate their own family, they're going to have fights. And the Pasuk says, that's a Pasuk in Nicha. Then the Mishnah says, Pnei hador kipnei hakelev. The face of the dog, the generation will be like the face of a kelev, like a dog. In other words, they're going to go after Azus and Chutzpah. Haben Einam is Baish Meov. The son is not going to be embarrassed even from his own father. If such a matziv, V'yal Miyesh Don Lishon, who could be relying for any help? Alavinu Shebeshmam Lene Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shemespalo that come to be as good of Meir of Yemenu. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yor Oimer. Pinchas Ben Yor says, Zerizus, the midas of doing mitzvahs, Bezrizus, doing it the way he's supposed to fast, is mevil denikias. That brings the mid of noki to be clean from any chet. Or nikias from being clean, mevil de tyra brings you to the bigger madrega of tyra saleva machshava. O tyra having this machshava's tyra, mevil de priest to come to be by mid of precious. You'll stay away from gashmias. O precious, the mid of priest is staying away from gashmias, ktoishim to you, is mevil de kedusha. That's going to bring you to the madrega of kedusha. O Kedusha Mevil de Anova, come to be a humble person. The Anova, the mid of Anova of humbleness, Mevil de Yerushet. That brings you to the Matrega of Yerushet. You're afraid to do a Chet. The Yerushet Mevil de Chasidus. That brings you to the act of Chasidus, which is the Fnei Meshur Sadin. The Chasidus Mevil de Rokesh. If you act like a Chosid, thou bring upon yourself Ruach Kodesh, which Tishra on you, the Shekhinah. Ruach HaKodesh Mevil de Tchias Emesim. That will be Zoicha. To have Tchias HaMesim. Boy, the Elio Zochel HaToy V'Onein. Tchias HaMesim will come in Mitzvah Hashem when Elio Novi comes, like the Pasuk says, Malachai, Hini Anoch Shlech Lechem Eslo Anovi, the Vnei Bo Yom Hashem, Hagod of Anoira. So Mela, that's going to bring upon the Tchias HaMesim. That's Liko Mesechta Saita.